Welcome to the Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, AI governance, evaluation, and the technologies shaping the frontier.
A note about how this podcast is made. The hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, editorial perspective, and authorship behind the Observability Layer come from Dr. William Fisher. Our agents help transform that work into the conversation you hear each day.
We think that is fitting. A podcast about understanding, governing, and observing AI should not just talk about intelligent systems. It should put them to work, transparently.
This is the Observability Layer. Let's get into today's research. And I'm Dr. Jules Okonkwo.
Jules, after a week heavy with new research on AI agent attacks, today feels like a consolidation day. The big story isn't a new vulnerability, but a quiet, powerful shift in who's writing the rules for these systems.
That's right. The question is moving from, can we oversee these agents, to who is actually supervising them in the real world? And the answer, again, is coming from financial regulators.
Exactly. On the agenda today, the EU's insurance regulator steps up, handing the industry a concrete AI governance checklist. And we finally have some hard numbers on how much work is being delegated to AI, not just co-piloted. Let's start with the regulators.
The European Insurance and Occupational Pensions Authority, or EIOPA, has published an opinion on AI governance. It's addressed to the national bodies that actually supervise insurers.
An opinion sounds less binding than a new regulation. What's the force of this?
That's the crucial point. EIOPA is deliberately not creating new rules. Instead, it's interpreting existing powerful directives, Solvency II and the Insurance Distribution Directive, for the age of AI. It lays out expectations across six areas: data governance, record keeping, fairness, cybersecurity, explainability, and human oversight.
So, my Monday morning question: if I'm a chief risk officer at an insurer in the EU, what do I do with this? Is this something to plan for in 2027?
No, it's something to act on today. Because it's an interpretation of existing law, it's enforceable now, using the supervisory tools the national authorities already have. It is effectively a governance checklist you can be audited against. The absence of a new rule is the point, not a reprieve.
And this isn't happening in a vacuum. We've seen similar moves from IOSCO in capital markets and the Monetary Authority of Singapore for agentic finance. The pattern seems clear.
The pattern is unmistakable. For any regulated industry, your sector's supervisor is setting the AI governance bar, and they're moving faster than the horizontal standards bodies like ISO. Your compliance map needs a line item for what has our specific regulator set.
This all assumes that work is actually being handed off to AI in a significant way, which brings us to our second item, a new report from Anthropic that tries to measure exactly that.
Yes, their June 2026 Economic Index Report, Cadences. It's the first time we're seeing this kind of telemetry with this level of detail. They've moved from weekly to hourly sampling and can now classify the type of work being done. Two things really stand out.
Let's hear them.
First, higher wage work uses disproportionately more compute. Tasks associated with a marketing manager consume about 2.5 times more tokens than those for an editor, for example. But the second finding is more important for our conversation on agents.
And that is?
The mode of use. To produce a blog post, the median user in a chat interface has 13 rounds of back and forth. But the median session using Claude Code to produce that same article? A single human prompt.
Wow. So that's not co-piloting. That's delegation. You're handing over the keys and asking for the finished product. This is the first observed data I've seen that really proves that's happening at scale.
Precisely. It's the operational profile that all the agentic safety research we've been discussing is concerned about. A single request that results in a durable effect, with no human in the loop turn by turn. It's like commissioning a report versus editing a draft line by line. The oversight model has to be different.
And for anyone trying to explain this risk to a board or a regulator, these are real numbers you can use, not just theory.
Correct. We should treat it as a lab-authored measurement primary. It's Anthropic's own telemetry on its own models. It's not a market-wide census, but it's a very strong, transparent signal about how these tools are being used.
So, looking ahead, what should we be watching for?
Well, the agentic research front was quiet in the last 24 hours. The frame from yesterday still holds. The key challenge is defending against attacks distributed over time, where any single action looks benign.
And on the regulatory side, we're still waiting for the U.S. banking regulators, the Fed, OCC, and FDIC, to publish their AI-specific request for information. That would be the American counterpart to what we're seeing from EIOPA.
And in the EU, the consultation on how to classify high-risk systems under the AI Act closes on July 23rd. That text will be critical in determining where many of these agentic systems land in the Act's risk tiers.
So the big takeaway for today: the operational rulebook for AI is being written right now by sector financial supervisors. And we now have the data to show why that matters, because work is increasingly delegated as a whole task. So oversight has to attach to the task and the sector, not just the keystroke.
Well said.
That's today's edition of The Observability Layer.
If you value rigorous, practical, responsible AI research without the hype, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. It helps more people working at the frontier of AI find the show.
And we want to hear from you.
For questions, comments, research recommendations, or topics you think deserve deeper investigation, reach out to Dr. Fisher at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
We are particularly interested in cutting-edge research that is impactful, technically credible, and well-supported by evidence. If there is something the responsible AI community should be paying attention to, send it our way.
The research and editorial direction of The Observability Layer are authored by Dr. William Fisher, with production and presentation performed by AI agents.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.
This is The Observability Layer.